Unions are worried employees are being asked to take leave as some sectors face a shortage of work amid the COVID-19 outbreak. Exporters, tourism operators and education providers have been hard hit by COVID-19 and the subsequent travel restrictions. We can speak now to the Council of Trade Unions President Richard Wagstaff. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Colin.
Yeah, we know reasonably big sectors there. What sort of stories are you hearing about what people are being, workers being asked to do?
Yeah, what we're hearing, and we're seeing some advice going out there saying if you're quarantined, if things aren't working at work, even if you're prepared to come to work, you can be forced to take annual leave, or you can be made to take sick leave when in fact you're not sick and you're prepared to come to work. And I think the point here is that businesses should be talking to their workers now in their unions saying, let's make arrangements for working at home, let's make arrangements for the onset of this thing, rather than sort of people panicking when it's all happening and making bad decisions. We think at the moment there's too much pressure on workers and some of the advice and some of the commentary that they should be made to take leave when in fact that's not what their leave is designed for.
Is there going to have to be some give and take? I mean, there'll be some perhaps tourism businesses that will have lost, you know, all their revenue if they were reliant on Chinese tourists. So what are they supposed to do there? They either have to lay staff off, cut back hours. Is there some scope to sit down with workers and try and work out something?
Yeah, there is, and that's what they need to do, is sit down and do that. And we certainly support businesses to get government support so they can maintain their business. But, you know, work it through. We don't want to see workers on the back foot feeling like they have to give everything up going into those discussions. They do have rights too. They have bills to pay, just like small business and other businesses, and those need to be balanced in this. But as I said, you know, work through it now. Work from home if you can. Shouldn't be making, there's a health and safety angle as well as a pay and conditions angle. Make sure people are safe and protected from the virus. But all of these things need discussion now. It's not a one size fits all. It's not, you know, it's very different issues in different industries. But we're concerned that, you know, it feels like there's too many people out there saying workers just have to take leave and that's too bad and take a cut in pay if they haven't got it. We don't think that's the right place to start from.
It's very complex though, isn't it? And so if we are to believe that at some point the virus will get here, and then if we are have outbreaks that we have to contain, what do bus drivers do? What do people do in these situations? They can't work from home. How are we going to work through these issues?
Well, again, we would be wanting to talk with industries and say, you know, how do we maintain people's income? Just as we say, how do we maintain your business? We accept there are some grey issues in the law. We come to this in a spirit of trying to find a good solution. But a solution for us is not people ending up unable to pay their bills. We can't have that. And we want to protect their interest in this. And as I said, if they report to work and there's a job there, they shouldn't be forced to take leave and be turned away.
Okay, and so in terms of government response here, from what you've seen so far, it is fairly sort of industry specific with some, you know, fairly minor stuff really when it comes to tourism. But the signs are that if this thing does turn out to be as bad as some fear, we're going to see a government response. What would you like to see if that does happen?
Well, part of that government response, obviously they have to attend to the safety issues and making sure industries are protecting their workers if they're and have good advice about that. But part of that response has to be, how do we maintain the interests of workers and their income? How do businesses maintain people at work and maintain you know, wages for people? We think the government needs to attend to that issue every bit as much as attending to the health of the business. They need to attend to the health of the employees. Part of the solution can't be just chop your staff and let them, you know, fall by the way.
So what can it do, though? I mean, other than what you're suggesting, emergency benefits, one-off payments, what would be the best mechanism?
I think all of those things need to be in the pot. Certainly we don't want stand-down periods. We want to see some sort of, you know, let's negotiate it through industry by industry if necessary. Because there'll be different circumstances. But yes, we don't want to see people, you know, go without income, because that's an impossible situation. It'll force them to come to work when they're not well. It'll force, you know, the wrong kind of responses we want when we're trying to deal with this virus situation.
We saw something similar to that after the Christchurch earthquake. Is that what you're suggesting in terms of income for businesses?
Yes, similar response, which is just to talk it through and find solutions, and certainly those solutions got to work for everyone, including the worker. And we did see that work through quite well, and we think we should be able to do that again. As I said, there's been some advice out there saying you have to take sick leave even if you're not sick. Well, we just don't accept that, and we think there needs to be a more comprehensive and well-informed approach to this.
Council of Trade Unions President Richard Wagstaff, thank you very much for that. Let's hope it doesn't get to those extremes, but we certainly need to be prepared.